Thanks for making us part of your morning. It's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5. Sarah Pepper, Jeff Sheen, and Lauren Kelly as we're heading back into the living room.
It's the Morning Mix family meeting, and we're asking, would you make your spouse use prescription drugs?
When you take those marriage vows, you promise to be a team, but just how much do you give up as an individual when you're part of a couple?
And Jeff, since you reached out to us, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Okay, yeah, here's the deal. My wife, Elizabeth, has asked me to do something that I do not want to do, but she's pretty insistent about it.
Okay.
She says I'm always flying off the handle about stuff. Over the last 2 years, I've gone to see 3 different therapists. Every single one of them says they don't think I have out-of-control anger issues. And each time I come home from therapy and tell Elizabeth that they don't think I have the problem that she thinks I have, she says I should see someone else.
Oh.
Which is why I've seen 3 different guys in less than 2 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, now she's saying she thinks I should take medication so I don't fly off the handle. I really don't want to take drugs, and I don't really think I have a problem.
And this is how you always are when I bring it up. It's not just me that thinks you have a problem. Your parents do. My parents do. Hey, our kids do.
Okay, but licensed professionals do not. I think they know what they're talking about. And no one at work has a problem either. And even if they are wrong, you still want me to take drugs to be a different person. Why can't you just be happy with me?
I want that, but you're always flying off the handle. Like, when you berated that waiter the last time you went out for dinner, come on, it was embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. The poor waiter who messed up our entire order. Why wasn't I thinking of his feelings?
See? You're doing it right there.
Okay, yeah, because you're needling me about one particular incident and making it seem like it happens all the time.
Just like with the waiter.
Elizabeth, let me ask you, how often do you see your husband flying off the handle? Like, is it that common, or is it just when it happens, you kind of feel like it's too much?
It's more often than it doesn't happen. Like, I feel like the last time he didn't fly off the handle was last week.
So is it just kind of outburst, anger, yelling, screaming?
All the time. Whenever we go in public, it happens. When it's at home, it happens. It could just be, I can't find a fork.
Okay. But Jeff, do you think you're a yeller?
No, I'm not a yeller. I mean, yeah, sometimes I raise my voice, but that's just because I want to make a point. I'm a passionate speaker, you know?
I like that. I'm not a yeller. I'm a passionate speaker.
Elizabeth, is this
an
example? Like, as we hear Jeff right now, is this an example of him yelling as you hear it?
That's a loud voice. You haven't seen him in a restaurant. A restaurant is problematic.
Really?
Okay, that's because the servers in restaurants, they don't train them anymore. They don't know how to deliver food. They don't even take notes. How are they supposed to memorize our order?
This is why I'm not suggesting that you take medication just to help you. I'm just suggesting you take medication to help everybody in every situation you could possibly be in.
This is a tough one.
I don't even know. How
yeah,
do you...
it's more about like, who should decide about this medication issue?
It's hard because we haven't heard Jeff yell. We've just heard him speak in a loud voice.
Right.
So we're not really seeing what Elizabeth sees, you know,
right,
in all these
although
public
I'm,
places.
I, there seems to be something underlying here. So
yeah.
why don't we do this? If you're team Jeff, you're team loud noises.
Okay, all right.
And if you're team Elizabeth, you're team medication.
Okay.
713-881-5965. Guys, stay on the line. Houston's going to help you decide maybe one of the most important family meetings that we have ever had on the Morning Mix. It's the Morning Mix family meeting. Jeff and Elizabeth are on the line. Elizabeth wants Jeff to take prescription medication because she thinks that he's got anger issues. Jeff says, I don't want to change who I am by taking drugs. Don't make me.
So if you're team Jeff, you're team loud noises. And if you're team Elizabeth, you're team medication.
713-881-5965. Whose team are you on?
Josie, whose team are you on?
Definitely team Elizabeth.
Why?
Because I think he's playing calm right now, and he probably does the same thing with the therapist. But his family's around him the most, and they see him for what he actually does.
Yeah.
Like he puts on a show, maybe?
Yeah, it seemed like he was almost reading notes at the beginning of, like, trying to make his argument. You
know
what I mean?
Very calmly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially because he's the one who called in, so he was looking for everyone to be on his side.
Mm.
I'm not buying it.
Okay.
Thanks, Josie. Robin, whose team are you on?
I guess I'm kind of on Jeff's side.
Why Jeff?
I feel like he doesn't need medication as much as maybe just anger management classes or just some way to find a middle ground.
That's an interesting point from Robin. It's like there's something there, but maybe not drugs.
Okay, fair enough.
Ernest, whose team are you on?
Team Jeff!
Loud noises!
That was loud. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Denise, whose team are you on?
Team medication. He needs a physical.
He needs to be checked out.
Man, this
seriously,
is...
Seriously.
Yeah.
This happened about 20 years ago with my husband and myself. And
oh, wow.
He was so sick that we had no idea. He had diabetes, high triglycerides. New man.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right. Hannah, whose team are you on?
I'm on her team.
Team Elizabeth.
Medication.
I think that went, so it sounds like we're going with the meds here.
Yeah.
Or at least therapy or something. People seem to be more on her side than his.
For sure. Well, Jeff, Houston voted, and yes, you may get frustrated and raise your voice sometimes, but anger and screaming is not the way to do it, especially not in public. So now you have to apologize, and you have to mean it.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I apologize that the waiters in Houston have feelings that rank over mine by my own wife. And I apologize that professional therapists can't see any anger problems that you're apparently seeing. And I apologize that they're not prescribing me medication because they don't think I have a problem.
Elizabeth, what do you think of that apology?
I'm not sure that was an apology.
So where are you going to go from here?
I'm hoping medication still.
I have a feeling that he already upset all of the wait staff at every restaurant in Houston.
Maybe you'll need medication because you're not going to get food anywhere.
I'm so tired of cooking.